This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The search and rescue mission at a collapsed Florida condominium has been suspended as crew prepares for the demolition of the remainder of the building. Fire officials told family members rescuers stopped their search about 4 p.m. Saturday when demolition crews began boring holes in the concrete of the still-standing portion of the Champlain Tower South in Surfside, Florida. The mayor, Charles Burkett, said moving it will actually help rescue workers. He says that will allow our rescue workers to pour all the entire site without fear of any danger from falling debris or falling buildings. The Miami-Dade mayor said Saturday that two more bodies were found in the rubble, bringing the number of confirmed dead to 24. The number of people who remained unaccounted for in the collapse was 124. No one has been found alive in the rubble of the building since the first hours after its collapse last week. Hurricane Elsa fell back to a tropical storm, but it continues to churn its way to Florida. It passed Haiti and Dominican Republic and threatens to unleash flooding and landslides. It had been a Category 1 hurricane early Saturday, but weakened as it approached Cuba. National Hurricane Center specialist Andy Leto says that the storm would reach Florida by Monday, crossing Cuba Sunday night into Monday, and at that point will be approaching somewhere, maybe toward the Florida Keys. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says that the state will be ready. Forecasters expect Elsa to be a tropical storm when it reaches Florida. However, some models show it heading into the Gulf or up the Atlantic coast. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Protest against the president, Jair Bolsonaro, spread across Brazil on Saturday, a day after Supreme Court justice authorized a criminal investigation into his response to allegations of political corruption involving a vaccine deal. Demonstrators gathered by the hundreds of thousands in more than 40 cities to demand Bolsonaro's impeachment or greater access to vaccines against COVID-19. Protests are the latest sign of mounting pressure on Bolsonaro, who has routinely dismissed the severity of COVID-19. In Friday's decision, Supreme Court Justice Rosa Weber and a recent testimony in a Senate committee investigating government's handling of the pandemic supported a criminal probe. Prosecutors are looking into whether Bolsonaro committed a crime of which entails delaying or refraining from action required as part of a public official's duty for reasons of personal interest. South Africa's highest court has agreed to hear the former president Jacob Zuma's challenge against the 15-month jail term it gave him for failing to attend a corruption hearing. That's according to the South African Broadcasting Corporation Saturday. The Constitutional Court last Tuesday had sentenced Zuma to 15 months in jail for avoiding an inquiry earlier this year led by the country's deputy chief justice. That order is now suspended. Zuma had asked the court to annul the sentence on the grounds it is excessive and could expose him to COVID-19. And a former South African president also called the sentence a political statement of exemplary punishment. 11 heavily armed, self-professed militia members were arrested near Boston, Massachusetts, Saturday, ending an overnight standoff that shut down I-95 at the start of the Independence Day holiday weekend. It all began about 1 a.m. when a state trooper spotted two cars stopped in a breakdown lane of groups of men armed with rifles and pistols standing around. Its leader told police they were traveling from Rhode Island to Maine for what he called some training. When police asked for their ID and gun permits, the men scattered into the nearby woods off Interstate 95. Police shut down the highway and asked local residents to shelter in place, then spent hours negotiating with the group's leader seeking their surrender. There were reportedly no shots fired and no injuries during the encounter. The highway has since been reopened. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.